issuance of non-convertible debentures, NCDs, by NBFCs, a comprehensive guide on regulatory framework. Introduction. Money market instruments play a pivotal role in fulfilling working capital requirements of corporates by facilitating acquisition of short-term financing and thereby establishing liquidity across diverse financial markets. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, as the regulator of the financial market, lays down the regulatory landscape for the growth of these markets. In its most recent stride, with an aim to streamline the regulatory framework on money markets instruments, RBI released the Master Direction, Reserve Bank of India, Commercial Paper and Non-Convertible Debentures of Original or Initial Maturity up to 1 year, Directions 2024, Master Directions, on January 3, 2024. Under the Master Directions, a non-convertible debenture, NCD, has been defined to mean only a secured money market instrument with an original or initial maturity up to 1 year. Under the old regime, the definition included a debt instrument issued by a corporate with an original or initial maturity up to 1 year and issued by way of private placement. On the other hand, the definition of commercial papers remains the same, except that there is no minimum maturity for the same prescribed now. The issuance of NCDs by non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, is governed by the RBI Master Directions and specific provisions in the Companies Act, 2013. Below is a comprehensive overview of the regulations, highlighting the points that are applicable specifically to listed companies. RBI Master Direction, Regulatory Framework, Reserve Bank of India Master Direction, Non-Banking Financial Company, Scale-Based Regulation Directions, 2023, Non-Convertible Debentures of Original or Initial Maturity up to 1 year, Directions, 2024, and Section 42 and 71 of the Companies Act, 2013. Eligible issuers. The guidelines are effective from April 1, 2024, and NCDs may be issued by the following entities subject to the condition that all fund-based facilities availed, if any, by the issuer from banks AIF is NBFCS are classified as standard at the time of issue, point 1, companies, point 2, NBFCS, including housing finance companies, HFCS, point 3, INVITS and REITS, point 4, all India financial institutions, AFIs, point 5, any other body corporate with a minimum net worth of 100 crore rupees, provided that the body corporate is statutorily permitted to incur debt or issue debt instruments in India, and point 6, any other entity specifically permitted by the Reserve Bank. For more information, read our article. Thank you.